Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Hey, my name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have a wonderful show. I want to thank you for sharing with your friends and family, checking us out on YouTube, Google Play, and all the streaming sites. We're actually on 150 of them, which is really crazy. Last week, all the way from Australia, we had Tristan Wright. He's the CEO and founder of Evolve to Grow. Now, he's a business that helps business owners have more time and freedom with themselves, as well as find a way to grow their business. He was definitely the business surfer, and we're glad he was part of our show. This week, we have something special. It's nutrition on a budget. We have Shannon Dentice. It's more like healthy eating on a budget, which is much more important than nutrition. Shannon's a master certified health coach, owner of E&E Health Coaching. She also has been a school psychologist for the last 17 years. She's worked in office settings to help people overcome frequent sitting, job stress, office treatment temptations, and helping people give energy to what they do in and outside the workforce. And especially, she's helped a lot of people lose 10 pounds or more. I have my wife going, yay, I'm up for that. With that, I want to welcome Shannon to the show. Shannon Dentice, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. I'm so happy to be here today.
We're really excited to be here today. What a lot of people don't realize is 86% of our audience is female between the ages of 45 and 55. And we try and find the topics that fit. And when I saw yours, I'm like, oh my God, she's the girl. One of the big things is this. Could you kind of help us? You know, a lot of people have issues with grocery shopping, how to go about doing the best way to buy things and so on. Could you just walk us through some of the best tips that people can have for how do we grocery shop without buying all the crappy stuff?
Sure. Easier said than done, right?
Well, it always is.
Today, if it's okay with you, I'd like to walk you through how to plan before shopping, what to look for when you're in the store, and what to do when you get home. So I think before we even get started with that, it's important when we're thinking about healthy eating, establishing our why or our purpose for healthy eating in the first place. Because if we don't know that, it will be harder for us to think, well, I really need to, you know, incorporate this into my budget. I really need to rework my budget for healthy eating. So is it to gain more energy? Is it to be able to be a good role model for your kids, to prevent disease? Whatever it is, it's really important to have that in the back of your mind so that, again, you can make this an important part of your life, the healthy eating part.
Some people say, hey, if I'm going to eat healthy, it's going to be a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's just a myth. I actually had colon cancer like 15, 16 years ago, but I eat really healthy. And comparative to a lot of my friends, I find out I'm actually spending maybe a little bit more and sometimes less than they actually do. Could you help people understand that?
Yeah, for sure. So there was actually a study conducted by Harvard School of Public Health back in 2013. And at that point, they suggested that healthy diets cost on average $1.50 more per day compared to unhealthy diets. And when we look at today, 2013, that was almost 10 years ago, correct? And with inflation and everything, if we round that up to about $2 a day, that would be about $60 per month. And so that does add up to be more, you're right. It's more expensive. But we look at other things too. We hope that by eating healthier, we will prevent disease. We maybe can prevent things like diabetes, where we don't have to pay for insulin and that kind of thing. Maybe cut back on insurance costs with life insurance, because we know that generally your costs can be more for life insurance if you have some health conditions. picking what you want to spend your money on. And I want to be sensitive to people who are really going through financial struggles right now. There's people that they really can't afford anymore. And do what you can, even if you can make one of your meals a little bit healthier, that's going to help you in the long run. It's just small steps that you can take. And again, just do what you can, because I know there's a lot of people that are really struggling financially right now.
Healthy eating is significant, but I've also found when I had the colon cancer and all that stuff, when I finished all my chemo treatments, I kind of ate everything in the world. And I went from like 190 to like 230 pounds inside of like 3 months. And I said, okay, I got to wind this back a little bit. But one of the things that in the last couple of years, I found that, you know, I had people buy prepackaged salads at $4 each, and they might buy five of them during the week. That's $20. And I found out that if I buy a three pack of romaine lettuce and the seeds and whatever else I want with the dressing, it's actually less expensive than that. And it's healthier. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen that, or we live in a convenient society where everything's all set up and wrapped up for you. And that typically costs more, and we pay a premium for that. But are you seeing stuff like that?
Yeah, I really think you have to make a comparison. You can't just always assume that something is going to be more expensive. I think a lot of times when you go to the grocery store, they have those stickers that compare per ounce. Those are really important to look at, because buying bigger doesn't always equate to cheaper. And also when we look at prepackaged things, like you mentioned, maybe you buy a package of vegetables that are already cut up. If we look at that and we use that to prepare our meals, and it's keeping us from eating out instead because it's saving us a little bit of time and a little bit less hassle, you're probably saving money in the long run anyway, because you're not eating out. You're still eating at home. So maybe you'll buy the vegetables that are chopped up, but you'll still cook the whole chicken in your slow cooker or something like that.
Since we're talking about stores and what to buy, let's talk about some tips for planning before you go to the store. You have some things like when planning, look for overlap in ingredients. I've never thought of that before in my life.
Something new we learn every day, right? So I think the reason it's important to look for overlapping ingredients and five ingredients or less, even if you can, is because you're going to A, possibly avoid some of those obscure ingredients that you might only need for one recipe, and then the rest of it goes to waste, right? We've all seen recipes like that. It also helps you to make sure that what you buy doesn't go to waste. So you might only need part of a head of lettuce for one recipe, but then you might be able to use the rest of it for a different recipe. So then the half that you didn't use originally will not go to waste. The good way to plan for that is to look at websites like Taste of Home is a good example of one that has a database that you can type in ingredients that you're looking for or ingredients that you want to avoid. So that's a good place to look and find recipes that have common ingredients. There's a couple of apps that I've seen too. I haven't personally used them, but there's ones like Supercook or Tasty that I have read do about the same thing, where they'll help you find certain ingredients. And really, you could use that too if you have leftovers in your refrigerator and you're like, well, I have, you know, celery and I have some fish that I need to eat up, or, you know, something like that. You can type in different ideas to make sure you're using up what you already have as well.
We like to plan like three or four meals in advance. So how do you go about planning when you're doing the shopping, when you're looking at three or four meals, as opposed to just trying to pick out what you think you might need?
Well, again, I think using like a website or an app and trying to overlap those recipes, like if you type in on Taste of Home, let's see, quinoa, green pepper, bacon, chicken, I don't know what the fifth ingredient, but you type all those in and it should pull up some recipes for you. So then you can say, you know, maybe I want to make this that shares these five common ingredients. And then maybe I want to make that as well. And that will use up the rest of my supply of what I buy. And keeping in mind, we talked about earlier, looking at the ounces. So just because it's bigger and it's on sale doesn't necessarily mean it's cheaper. Go back and look at those labels per ounce and see what the actual cost per ounce is.
So, hey, look, we're going to have to take a break. And everybody, you want to stick with us. We have more Shannon Dentice. She's going to be talking to us about healthy living on a budget. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health. Wealth Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, and associates know about the show. Hey, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you'll never miss a show. And check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to uplift your spirit, live a life of financial and personal freedom. Now, if you want to check out the behind the scenes, you can always go to Saving with Steve Sexton, get guest gifts, the whole shot. So we're back with Shannon Dentee. Shannon, again, thanks for being part of the show. We've been talking about healthy eating on a budget. Now, I'd really like to get into, you're in the store. I'm a power shopper. So I make my list. I go get it. I'm out. My wife hates it because she thinks you should walk up and down the aisle and check out everything. And that doesn't work for me because I don't have the patience, but it does save me money because my wife goes shopping. It's far more expensive. So what I'd like to do, let's talk about healthy, you know, eating on a budget and the tips are in the store, but also tips when you get home.
Okay. Yes. I would love to talk about that. No, you're right. I think shopping with intention is so important because it's when we stick to our list, we're less likely to walk through all the different aisles and think, oh, that looks interesting. Oh, that's on sale. I think I'll try that. You're shopping with intention and you're less likely to get distracted with other purchases. So that's a good idea, Steve. Thanks for bringing that up. Another question that often comes up is whether or not to buy organic versus conventional grown produce. And we know that organic produce can be really expensive to buy, but if that's important to you to reduce pesticides in your diet, what I usually recommend is there's a list that changes. It's updated every year. It's called the Dirty 15 Produce List that an organization called EWG puts out. And what that does is it lists the 15 produce items that have the most pesticide residue on them. So those are the ones that if you can to buy those organic, that's the best. And actually, I was listening to a podcast last week and they were talking about if you can stick your thumbnail into a piece of produce, it's more susceptible to the pesticides and you're more likely to ingest it. So I thought that was a good rule of thumb, no pun intended there. But so like harder things like mangoes or pineapple, something like the really tough skin, those are more okay to buy conventionally. Obviously, if you buy conventional fruits and vegetables, that's way better than not eating fruits and vegetables. So I say go for it.
What's the tips for when you're looking at frozen vegetables?
Frozen vegetables, I would say if you are going to go between canned or frozen, frozen is a good option to go. You're still saving a lot of money over fresh. And oftentimes the frozen vegetables and fruits are harvested pretty quickly and then frozen. So you're still maintaining nutrients that vegetables in canned goods don't often have. So I think that's a good, you know, if you're looking to save some money, again, checking the prices and the ounces, but oftentimes, especially with fruits and vegetables out of season, it's best to buy frozen. A lot of times you'll save money. But if they're in season, you can sometimes find some really good deals on fresh produce too.
Well, in the last couple of years, we've seen this significant increase in meat prices. Mm-hmm. So what's the options there?
One thing that I like to do, there's a lot of recipes that I like that have ground sirloin or ground beef in them, but I try to limit my red meat intake as well. So something I do that cuts cost as well as that is using half ground turkey and half ground beef. So what you can do is, if you're not going to use it all at once, just cook the pound of ground beef with a pound of ground turkey and then just cut it in half. And you can always put half of it in the freezer to use later for spaghetti sauce or whatever you want to use it for later. But I really don't taste a difference when you have the ground beef mixed in with the ground turkey. You really can't tell a difference. So
when you spice it up, you're good.
That's
So one of the things that I noticed when I was looking at all your information, it says, what should we be cautious when there's a sale? What should be cautious of sales? What's the big thing that we should know?
First, ask yourself, is this something I really need? Is it something I'm really going to use? Or am I buying it just because it's a sales impulse? But then also looking at the expiration date, pretty much everything in the grocery store has an expiration date on it. Sometimes it's really faint printed and you have to look very closely, but you should be able to find an expiration date on it and ask yourself, realistically, am I going to be able to work my way through this product before it expires? But I think those are really important things to look at, especially when grocery stores are trying to move their products. If something's close to an expiration date, it would make sense that they put it on sale, right? So just something to be aware of.
We've done all the shopping at the store. What about the tips for when you bring everything home?
One thing to be thoughtful of, and I don't think a lot of people think about this. If you have, let's say, a bag of apples that you bought a day or two ago, and they start going bad right away, you know, the day or two after you bought it, it's okay to save your receipt and bring those back. Because things like apples should not be going bad that quickly, unless you have them in your hot car or something like that. But just be mindful of that. Like if something is just spoiling way faster than what it should, it's okay to bring that back to the grocery store. And most stores will honor that and give you a replacement or your money back.
Now, when it comes to, you know, if somebody's like a juice drinker, you know, is there something they should be thinking about, especially if they want to be healthy on a budget?
Well, this is good for your kids too, because there's a lot of kids that love juice and they drink a lot of it. Start adding some water to it. You can add just a little bit at a time until you build up more of a taste where you're doing maybe half and half, half water and half juice, and you won't really notice it. It's also good to cut down on the sugar too, because juice, a lot of people think of it as a healthy drink, but it really doesn't have the fiber in it. It's got natural sugar in it, but it can bump up your glucose or your blood sugar levels. So adding some water can help with that and also saves your cost on buying juice as well.
What are the tips for the freezer?
The freezer. I have one of those chest freezers where things go and they just disappear in there. And then you find them a year later.
You're like,
what? What's this? No, make sure that you have some kind of a system. Deep freezers are great, or even the freezer on your refrigerator. But keeping a list somewhere, whether it's on your phone or old-fashioned tape to the front of your freezer or whatever it is, so you can keep track of what you have. Because otherwise, you're going to waste a lot of money by thinking, oh, I'll just freeze this and use this later. When year comes, you forgot about it and you have to throw it away.
I know you're a master certified health coach, you know, you're a psychologist. So you've got a lot of education behind you. So tell us how you go about helping people.
Well, I like to compare my health coaching as driving with a GPS instead of just winging it and not really having a direction. So sure, anyone can look up how to eat healthy, how to get more movement into their day, how to combat stress online. Anyone can read books about that. But I actually save you time and money in the long run because I have proven strategies to help you get there. I can help you see detours that you might not know are coming because I'm experienced in this area. I can help you take a look back at things that maybe didn't go well in the past and try to figure out how you can learn from that and move forward in a better direction. So it's really, it's not just telling people what to do. It's looking at thoughts that are maybe holding you back. It's helping you overcome obstacles maybe that you have in your mind, like I'm not good enough, I'm never going to succeed. It's really a very helpful tool. And what I would say for anyone that's contemplating, like, I don't know, is health coaching the right thing for me? I do offer free consultations, so we can talk and I can get you started with a couple tips right off the bat. And then if it makes sense to work with me, we can go from there.
That's wonderful. So how can people get a hold of you, Shannon?
Well, I am on several social media platforms. The big one, I'm on Instagram, and that's just my first and last name swooshed together. So Shannon Dentice, Shannon Dentice. That's on Instagram. I do have a private Facebook group, especially for women. I know you said a lot of your audience members are women, and it's called Workplace Women, Losing Weight and Stress to Increase Energy. And so I do offer a lot of tips and support for people on there as well. Otherwise, if you Google E&E Health Coaching, you'll find my website and all my contact information is on there as well.
Shannon, I want to thank you for joining us today. And again, if you'd like to get a hold of Shannon, you can go to E&E Health Coaching on the web. And again, everybody, this is Shannon Dentice. Shannon, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and information with us. I know it'll make the day of a lot of people who have been looking forward to this episode. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you back in the future. So I want to thank you for joining us. And you have a wonderful day. Hey, folks, this is Steve Sexton. Again, we're talking about ins and outs of money. We're going to be right back in just a few moments. Got to pay some bills.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about ins and outs of money. I want to send a special thanks to our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247, and all the others that share the Saving with Steve Show throughout the United States and the rest of the world. Now, the next segment is talking about the three biggest retirement risks. First, longevity, inflation, and market risk. I'm going over the risks and give you some things you need to consider implementing. Make sure you review any changes with a financial professional. This is key because when people get to pre-retirement retirement, they're actually investing for a new stage in life, because when you're 20, 30, and 40, it's really about accumulation. When you get a couple of years before you retire, it's about preservation and distribution of your assets so they last as long as you do. So it's about setting up your own defined benefit plan to make sure you have the income there so you don't have to worry about that. And then obviously you have other investments. So let's talk about longevity. It's really the risk of outliving your money. Economists, advisors, they talk about longevity all the time, but most retirees and pre-retirees just don't. You need to pay living expenses for all those years you're living, with annual expense increases for medical and long-term care. A healthy 65-year-old man has a 22-year life expectancy, meaning he has a 50% probability of living to the age of 87. For healthy females age 65 or older, they have an expectancy to live 2 to 4 years longer. A married couple, 65 or older, has a 75% probability that one spouse will live to the age of 88, a 50% probability that one spouse will live to 93, and a 25% probability that one spouse will live to the age of 98. Next is inflation. Even with relatively low inflation prior to a few years ago, purchasing power dollar declines over time. So think about that statement. 1972, a stamp was 21 cents. Today, it's 52. If you had $100,000 in a CD earning 1%, last year, you can buy $100,000 worth of stuff. Because of a 7% inflation, your $100,000 can only purchase 94. That's purchasing power. The expenses that increase over time are typically medical. The consumer price index typically averages a 3% increase over time. Medical averages a 5% over time. The cost of most goods and services you purchase will rise over time. You need to increase your income as well as to maintain your retirement lifestyle. And, you know, the third one is market. declines. It's a big risk. Most retirees will be comfortable as long as they earn the historical long-term average rates of return. Problem is, bear markets in the future happening in the first couple of years when they retire or when they're about to retire are troublesome. Why? If you look at 2008, you look at 1999, 2000 with the tech and the housing bubble, you know what? A 38% drop in the market really takes a dent into somebody's retirement. In fact, many people had the joy of a 38% drop. The reality is they would prefer not to. So you have to look at ways of how to deal with that. What can you do? First of all, make sure you maximize Social Security. Only about 4% of Americans optimize their Social Security. Most people leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table, by the way, also reducing their lifestyle benefits. You know what? According to CNBC, they did a study with an economist out of Boston University, indicated $3-4 trillion just went out the door in Social Security because people took their benefits at the wrong time. In fact, that study also showed that he got the operations manual for Social Security, and in this case, they can't give you advice. And if they slipped up and did, that advice usually resulted in benefits that were lower 50% of the time. So you want to make sure you maximize your benefits in the context of your retirement. Do not take too much from your investments. Make sure your withdrawal rates enable you to withdraw even with market volatility that lasts for the rest of your life. Consider annuities either to reduce your risk in the portfolio or to create a guaranteed income that'll adjust with inflation as long as you live. Now, I'm going to spend a second on that subject. Here's the biggie. Think about it like this. If you can guarantee your income inflation adjusted like a defined benefit plan. Now, folks, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. We want to give you our best advice for helping you save money, improve your lifestyle, and live a life of financial and personal freedom. With that, I want to thank you for joining us right here on Saving with Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you next time right here. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, I want you to welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I'm your host. I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm so grateful that you're sharing us with your friends and family. Our viewers and listeners are well over 600,000 a month, and we're very, very excited for that. Last week, we had Patricia Colsey educate our listeners on how to be nutritious on a budget. We've had wonderful feedback. If you'd like to take a look at Patricia's episode, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us and check out episode 83, plus all the other episodes that have been going on there. Now, our guest this week is Tristan Wright. He comes to us all the way from Australia. Tristan is the founder and the CEO of Evolve to Grow. Evolve to Grow is a business consulting company that helps entrepreneurs figure out how to have more time and freedom for themselves, as well as find a way to grow their business. Tristan is also known as the Business Sherpa, and we're looking forward to talking to him. But before we get into that, we need to talk a little bit about those summer travel scams. COVID's got everybody down. Everybody's looking to break out. They're looking to go travel, looking to do stuff. Common travel scams are as follows. Free vacations. You've probably seen ads online with the free vacation stuff. and or you maybe got emails, calls, or text messages saying that you want a vacation, even though you've never entered a contest, which is really interesting. I've never been in a situation where I haven't entered, or even if I entered, I haven't even won, okay? If you respond to these offers, you'll quickly learn that you have to pay some sort of fee or tax first, so your vacation isn't free and could cost hundreds of dollars. By the way, a legitimate company won't ask you to pay for free pies. Now, robocall vacation deals. You might get robocalls offering you vacation deals on discounted prices. Robocalls from companies try to sell you something are usually illegal unless the company's got written permission. If you have somebody who's already breaking the law by robocalling you without permission, that's a good chance it's a scam. International travel document scams. You might see sites to help you get some international travel, visa, passport, and other documents. These sites are just copy sites of the U.S. Department of State website. Again, that's a U.S. Department of State website. You can go there and get all your documents. The only difference with these fake websites is they charge you a big premium. International driving permit scams. Only the Department of State, the Automobile Club, which is AAA, and the Automobile Touring Association, or AATA, are authorized to issue international driving permits. Nobody else can. Anybody else does, it's a scam. Vacation home scams. These days, it's easy to connect directly with property owners and advertise their vacation home online. But what scammers are doing is they're trying to get the rental booking. For example, they'll hijack the rental listing and advertise them as their own. When you show up for your vacation, you find out another person are also booked for the same property. You have no place to stay. You've lost your money. Other scammers don't bother with real estate. They actually make up fake listing and properties and all that stuff and try and sell it to you. Okay. There's a charter flight scam. You may get a flyer in the mail, see an ad, or hear someone on your community about an offer to travel on private planes to someplace you'd like to go. The offer includes lodging, sightseeing tours. It's all a scam. The U.S. Department of Transportation, the DOT, Special Authorities Division, maintains a list of approved public charter flights. So you want to go there to make sure it's an approved charter public flight. If the charter filing is not approved by the Department of Transportation before the package is sold, you're probably dealing with a just honest charter operator. Signs of a scam: free vacations that you have to pay for. Okay, we already know that one. Not getting specific details about a travel offer. The offer says you'll be able to save at a five-star resort or go on a luxury cruise trip. But if the organizer won't and can't give you specific details like the address of the hotel, the cruise company, walk away. That's a scam. Next, hey, say their only way to pay for a vacation rental car is by wire transfer, gift card, or cryptocurrency. This is how all scammers ask for it, whether it's a tax scam, a romance scam, or a travel scam. They want cryptocurrency, they want gift cards, or wire fund transfer. Once the money's gone, you can't get it back. They pressure you to make a quick decision about a vacation package or rental. If someone says you have to decide right away to buy the travel package, that's what scammers do all the time. So it's likely a scam. Premium vacation properties advertise cheap. I saw this one, 5 days in Maui for $200. If you do a little extra research, you can actually go and call the Maui hotel and find out if it's a real deal. You know what? That's it for travel scams. Make sure you take care of yourself. You know what? Right here, July 1st, it's that summer travel season. Don't get scammed. We want to stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve with some Tristan Wright.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to spend a special thanks to UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247, and all our other affiliates. They're really wonderful with streaming our shows right around the United States as well as the rest of the world. If you'd like to see us, you can go to Spotify, Apple Play, Google Play. We're on 150 different channels. And we really appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. Now, our guest today is Tristan Wright. Now, he comes to us all the way from Australia, and I'm out here in California. And he's at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at 4. So it's kind of a weird day for everybody. I've already been at it, and he's just trying to wake up. So he's the CEO and founder of Evolve to Grow. Evolve to Grow is a business consulting firm that helps entrepreneurs, figure out how to have more time and freedom for themselves, as well as find a way to grow their business. Now, Tristan is also known as the business Sherpa, so we'll have to get in that a little bit later. Tristan, I always love, and my viewers love to hear somebody's backstory. I know you're an engineer, so it's like, how does an engineer get into business, helping people get more out of life? Because usually engineers work until the thing's over-designed.
Firstly, thank you very much for having me. And yeah, totally. Engineers and do work until things are over-designed. And I still have a tiny bit of that bad habit. but fortunately for me, the engineering I studied was mechanical engineering and industrial design. So that means I've got left and right brain thinking. I can think creatively and I can think analytically. So I think that works out that I've got the best of both worlds in that sense. But I wasn't ever really a good engineer. I worked all right as an engineer, but I never felt challenged or I never felt engaged in my early days as an engineer. And when I was in my early 20s, I remember a time I was out riding with a bunch of mates. So I do a lot of sport. Cycling, running, triathlon, basketball, you name it, I've done it. A lot of my spare time, or not spare time, is involved with sport. And my mate said to me, we need some cycling clothing. We want to all wear the same uniform. So me being me said, I'll take up the challenge. I'll go and find some new uniforms for everyone. And I looked at all the suppliers in Australia and I wasn't happy with them. Either they didn't have customer service, they didn't have quality, or they didn't have the price. So they didn't meet the three main criteria. So I decided I'm going to go straight to the manufacturers over in Asia and do it myself. Organized it, got the clothing over here, ran really smoothly. Then everyone put the clothing on and the shorts were see-through. So we're on the bike and we could see everyone's bums. So straight away, that little bit was a failure. But what I did learn in that process was there was a need for this service, this offer. I just needed to refine it. And if I was able to refine this product, people would buy it. There's me working a 9-to-5 day job and then in my spare time, setting up a business, a cycling clothing business, working from a kitchen table in the evening, and built that business up to quickly up to about 300 grand per annum before whilst working day job. So I then went full time on it. This was probably, I don't know, about 24, 25 that I ended up going full time on it. And maybe I can't remember the exact age. And then I built it up to a 7-figure business. And When you're in your mid-20s and you're running a 7-figure business, you're not likely to have had many challenges. I hadn't had many challenges. I'd lived a blessed life until then, and because of that, I built up an ego and built up some arrogance, thinking I can do everything myself. And that was good at the time. But then once a challenge was thrown at me, I had no idea how to deal with it. And in the space of 6 months, the Aussie dollar tanked against the US dollar, which meant all of a sudden it cost about 30% more to buy the product. And then and that 30% was the majority of my margin. So it went from being an extremely profitable business to having no profit margin at all. Ooh. At the same time, my wife came to me and said, hey, Tristan, our marriage is over. So I'm glossing over it. But I had two major challenges in my life that I'd never had two significant challenges like that previously. And I had absolutely no idea how to deal with either of them because I had that ego and arrogance and thought, I can deal with all of this myself. So I hadn't built up a support network or a guidance network or anything like that. And quite quickly, I was in 200K of debt and I had no idea how to get out of it. So you can imagine being 200K in debt, going through a divorce and not knowing how to get out of it, the mental health issues that come along with that. So, so that was the peak and then the trough of my journey. And like people that are watching, I'm smiling now because like it's just my backstory. It's my story. Then I've obviously come out the other side. But I woke up one day and realized the business is screwed. I can go back to a day job and take 20 years to pay off that debt and just mope around just being an auto-ran. or I can get over myself, get over my ego, get over my arrogance, and put myself out there, get guidance and get support, and rebuild the business and rebuild myself. I chose the latter, and within 18 months, I'd rebuilt the business, pretty much paid off the debt, got it to a point that it was a saleable entity, sold the business, made a tidy profit off it. So
for you,
that's the highs and lows of the business. So
sometimes you got to go through those things to grow, because we've all been there. You know, I'm smirking because I've probably been there a couple times, so it's okay.
Yeah. We've all been there, but it's not all of us have been there, but a lot of us have. But it's actually about sharing that story and not being embarrassed about it, because if one person can learn from your journey, that's a win.
Oh, big time.
So, yeah. And I'm all about just sharing where I've been so others can learn from it and not make the mistakes that I made.
That's wonderful. So let's talk about how people can level up their business or level up their leadership, their ownership, and their engagement, and obviously get bigger results.
Put simply, the business has to have a vision. The business has to have a direction. And the business owner needs to know where it is that, or the leaders need to know where it is that the business is headed. There's got to be a line in the sand. You need to know what that ultimate objective is. So many people at a leadership level don't know clearly where you're headed. But at the next level down, you need to be engaged in that direction and understand the benefit to the greater community of that vision or that direction.
Obviously, your productivity is going to increase and all that kind of stuff when you have everybody on the same page and moving forward. Well, I want to go to a break, and then I want to talk to you about maintaining work-life balance, because there's so many people, and I used to be one of them. And, you know, one of the things I'll just share real quickly is I was that person who worked all those hours, worked really, really hard. And about, 15, 16 years ago, I had a bout of colon cancer, and it changed everything. So like when I saw your story, I was like, okay, this is perfect. People need to know about this. So with that, hey, everybody, stick with us. We're going to be back with more Tristan Wright right here on Saving with Steve. We're going to pay some bills and be right back with you. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Now, I want to thank you again for joining us. We're back here with Tristan Wright. We've been talking to the founder and CEO of Evolve to Grow. Now, we've talked about leveling up leadership. I just explained how I was in that case and worked really, really hard, gave myself cancer, and now I'm better for it. But it's a really important thing. I know I'm being funny because I've been through it and it's my story, but maintaining a work-life balance is really key and allows people to have freedom, less stress, and since you live a long life. So, You know, Tristan, could you just talk to us a little bit about that, how that looks, what people should be looking at?
Yeah, totally. So I've spent a lot of time building a framework for the way I deliver my content. And this isn't a pitch at all. It's just a way to explain it. I've got what I call the business evolution framework. And one of the arms of it is called alignment. We need to have alignment both on our personal side of life and the business side of life to be able to get clarity with where we're heading. So, and what I mean by that is we need to actually understand what we want to achieve in business or in our professional life, but also what we want to achieve in our personal life. And we need to focus on them equally. It's sort of like the old school scales. You've got a balance on one end, and you've got your weight. You've got your item on the other. They need to weigh equally. We've got to put just as much energy into our personal life as we do into our business life. So we've got alignment, then we've got clarity, and then we've got fulfillment. But if we just focus business, things are going to fall away on the personal side. We're going to end up being sick, or we're going to end up working long hours, getting a divorce. Fortunately, unfortunately, the destination is 6 feet under. So we've got to rewire our mindset to actually enjoy the journey rather than the destination.
I totally agree with that, because it's really about the journey. It always has been. You see people who only focus on the business accomplishments. And they say, you know what, I want to get $1 million in revenue. And they get to the $1 million in revenue and they go, well, what's next? And they have no place to go. It's almost like they're capped until they find another place they can go. But they need, you know, focusing on the journey helps people get to where they want to go. So I totally agree with that. Let's talk a little bit about blind spots in business. I'd love for you to talk about that, because you just don't see them. You try and see them, or you think you see them, but you don't.
Totally. So if we think about business, we need to have the correct mindset. We need to have alignment, personal business-wise. We need to have a strategy. We need to have brand. We need to have sales. We need to have marketing. We need to have sales. We need to have people skills. And we need to have operational skills. That's 9 different areas that you need to run a business. Typically, as a business owner, we get into business with a skill set of 2 or 3 of those. We're really good at delivering our product or our service. And then we might be good at, let's say, sales and marketing. But that's 2 areas. There's 7 other areas of the business that we don't have a skill in, that we're just teaching ourselves day in, day out. We're just upskilling ourselves in those other areas. So because we don't have knowledge, we don't have education in those areas, we're naturally going to have blind spots. So we're going to make mistakes in those areas without even realizing we're making mistakes. This is where needing outside, whether it's a board or friends or a network, whatever it is, this is why we need to not build our business in a silo.
That's very big, especially when you have people who, I can do it all myself. That's something else. How can you help people focus on what they do best? And I love this. And how can you focus on what you do best? And I would say, how can you focus on your superpower? That's my big thing. So how do you help people do that?
So you've got your superpower, you've got your area of genius. There's the areas that you're weak at. And often they're the areas that we spend the most of our time in. We should be valuing our time at a minimum of $300 per hour. And let's say our area of genius or our superpower is marketing. We're really good at that. So we get a lot of bang for buck for that $300 per hour. But our area of genius is not finance. So when we spend an hour on finance, it's costing us $300 per hour, but the effectiveness of that $300 per hour is only maybe a quarter as much, best case, as the time that you spend in marketing. So so if you actually go and employ, let's say, a bookkeeper to do your finance, their area of genius is finance, is bookkeeping. They're going to cost you $50 an hour. So they're going to get done. In 1 hour, they're going to get done what it would take you, let's say, 4 hours. So it's going to cost you $50 for them, or it's going to cost you $1,200 for yourself to do the same work, because you charge yourself out at $300. So if you look at it from a financial perspective, you've actually just saved yourself $1,150 by letting go of what is not in your area of genius. per every hour. And the way I do that is through my business coaching program. So it's an education, mentorship, peer discussion style program where you're working with other business owners so you can learn from their mistakes, but also move forward at a much faster pace.
So in other words, what you're doing is you're increasing the learning curve for somebody that might have been grinding it out for 10 or 12 years and then finally said, fine, I'm becoming involved with Tristan here. And they start meeting people and they said, hey, here's how I do it. And the next thing I go, oh my gosh, that will save me this, this, and this. Why do I need this person? Let's replace that. My structure should be better if I do this and this and this. And they create that kind of that mastermind for everybody.
Correct. And so when they realize that they need to make this change, we've got the education there and the support and guidance for them to implement it.
So Tristan, how can people get a hold of you?
Simplest way is Google me, Tristan Wright, Evolve to Grow. And you'll see me on my website, my LinkedIn, Facebook, all of that sort of stuff. Or you jump on the website, evolvetogrow.com.au, or send me an email, tristan@evolvetogrow.com.au.
Tristan, I don't know if you're going to go back to sleep here because it's early in the morning over there. I hope you have a wonderful day. I want to thank you for joining us and sharing this information. Again, if you want to talk to Tristan, go to Tristan Wright, Evolve to Grow. Get in touch with him. He'll help you grow your business, livelihood, and make sure you have more time and a good work-life balance. Tristan, thanks again for joining us today right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. Maybe we'll have you back again.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got it. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody. That wraps it up for this Saving with Steve episode. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. Stay safe, stay healthy right here on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.